This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy tells about a woman who couldn't leave her room but circled the globe for Christ. Our passage is Isaiah chapter 49. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Did you know the Great Commission of Jesus Christ appears in the Old Testament? Bible scholars often refer to three Old Testament passages in which they see the command to take the gospel to all the world, and today's reading is one of them. Notice the words of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel. I will also make you a light to the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. This passage speaks of the servant of the Lord, whom we know to be Jesus Christ. His objective is to bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. And Christ made that possible by His death on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. It was the risen, triumphant Christ who commanded His disciples to go and make disciples of all nations. Now let me tell you about someone who was serious about the Great Commission. Her name was Mrs. Nellie Myrick, and her husband had died many years before from wounds he received in World War I. She was living in an old soldier's home in the middle of Iowa. It was one of those old brick buildings and was a pretty gloomy place. A friend and I visited Mrs. Myrick on a hot summer day, and as we walked down the hall toward her room, we saw mostly gloomy people who seemed to have nothing to live for. But in her room, what a different story. Her eyes danced, and she was bright and smiling. She was busy cutting the pictures from Christmas cards to send to missionaries overseas, who would use these pictures in telling the story of Jesus to children. And every picture went out with her prayers. When she saw us, she said, "Just a minute, I'll get my hearing aid turned up so we can talk." And as we talked, we discovered her radio was broken, and she was sad because she couldn't listen to the Christian radio programs which gave prayer requests for the missionaries. We took the radio, got it fixed, and had some headphones put on it so she could turn her programs up as loud as she wanted to. Now here was a lady in a gloomy situation, and she was excited and very serious about the Great Commission. She was doing what she could where she was with all of her heart. I wonder what would happen to the world today if more of us did the same. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a modern young woman who found her Messiah in Isaiah chapter 53. Join us on Daily Discipleship.